Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Formula Girls. I'm Christine Anderson, Marketing Coordinator with Colonial Chemical, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Manager R&D Personal Care Applications. And this is formulation number 4043. It is the Charcoal Scalp Restoring Scrub. So this has sugar and sea salt in it. So why did you use both of those and not just one or the other?
Well, I started it off with just sugar because, you know, it's a mild physical exfoliant. You can do a chemical exfoliant or a physical one. So this is a physically exfoliating scrub. So the sugar, you know, you can get it a really fine grain so it doesn't irritate the skin too much. And then we just added in this black Hawaiian sea salt as kind of some, I don't know, some marketing fluff, I guess, because has, you can also call it lava salt. It's kind of cool. It has the activated charcoal already like ingrained in the salt itself.
For like detoxifying.
Yeah, detoxifying. Yeah. So, and it looks really cool. It's, yeah, it makes the whole scrub kind of this black or charcoal color.
Okay, so this one is interesting because you have a lot of solids in this one. It's the, we have the Colonial Monolaurin, which is the glycerol laurate. We have sugar, sea salt. I mean, the coconut oil is not liquid, right?
Right. So, I mean, there is a step right at the beginning where you're heating up the oils, and that's because you're going to dissolve the monolaurin in it. So at the time of, you know, formulating, it will definitely be liquid.
Yeah. And then we also have our Colimate LA100, which is disodium lauryl sulfosuccinate, which is just a powdered version of Colimate LA40.
Yes, we were making this anhydrous, so you weren't, you know, dissolving any of the sugar or the salt.
So why did you use this one as opposed to just using a liquid form?
Of the LA100?
Yeah.
Yeah, so the LA100 is the powdered version of the sulfosuccinate, so we're not introducing any water, and because there's, you know, sugar and the sea salt in there, any water, it would kind of be working against you trying to dissolve it a little bit.
And these are really, I like these scalp scrubs because I feel like after I've used a lot of dry shampoo, it makes me feel better to kind of like scrub it out of my hair.
Yes. Yeah, really good for product junkies, like when you get all that build up.
Yeah. And the Colonial Monolaurin, you know, it feels really nice on your skin. You know, it's still soothing your scalp.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a really important ingredient in this formula besides that. It's kind of keeping it stable. So the base is those oils, and then you have the LA100 in there. That is so that when you're, you know, washing it out, it kind of foams up into a lather and then rinses out really easily, and you don't have any residue left over. And then the monolaurin is to kind of, it keeps the kind of liquid suspended in the sugar and the salt so that the liquid's not pooling, the oils aren't pooling at the surface. And then it also has the antimicrobial activity, so it's good for, you know, healthy scalp.
Right. And so also our Colonial Monolaurin and the Colimate LA100, we have MB versions, which is mass balance. So this is part of the RSPO, which is the Roundtable on Sustainable Palm Oil, because a lot of people didn't want to use palm, and so now we switched to coconut, but some people are okay with using the MB version of palm. So it doesn't
change everybody happy.
Yeah, it doesn't change anything about the formulation or how you put it together, just so you have some options. Oh, okay. So this one we also put in a tub, which we need
to... Oh, yeah. It's just a little jar.
We need to look at seeing if we could put it in like a thicker...
Squeeze tube. We were talking about how we don't like dipping our hand into it in the shower because it gets a bunch of water in there. Like, I think you probably could put it in a tube if it had a wide enough mouth on it.
I think we could do it. Now, if you do introduce water into this formulation, it would just kind of like... quote unquote, melt the sugar and salt.
Yeah, I think it would a bit. I mean, if that happens to me, I just kind of like scoop the water back out. Yeah. It's not a big deal, but it is a little annoying. But I feel like most of them do come in a jar.
Yeah, I don't know
that
why.
That I've seen, yeah.
That's a thing. It's very frustrating.
How do you use them when you do it? Do you do it onto like wet hair?
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I get my hair wet, and then I scoop some out, and I kind of spread it just, like, in my fingertips.
Uh-huh.
And then I just put it at, like, my hairline, the crown.
It's like getting a head massage.
Yeah, kind of. And then I'll flip my hair over and, like, get it around the back. They say to do it at the crown of your head.
Okay.
So for the oils, you used a good bit of coconut oil and then a little bit of hemp seed oil and tea tree oil. Mm-hmm. I mean, just a smidge of tea tree oil. Why did you pick those? Was there any benefit to them?
Coconut oil, I think, is just, you know, really popular for hair care. You really have a lot of flexibility in choosing the oils here. Hemp seed oil was a trending one at the time that we made it. And then the tea tree oil you'll find in a lot of hair care products. It's supposed to be antimicrobial, so good for,
okay,
you know, dandruff and other scalp conditions like that.
How's the smell for this one?
It smells like the tea tree oil.
Okay.
So again, if you wanted to switch that out with something else, you could.
If there was one thing that you would add to this, what would it be?
I might do different versions. Like, you could take the lava salt out and put in the Himalayan salt or something like that. Just do a straight sugar one.
Okay. And so this is the Charcoal Scalp Restoring Scrub. It is formulation number 4043. It is available for download by going to our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we're ready to help you in any way with your next formulation project. Go to colonialchem.com/formulations, and thanks for joining us.